This is New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. Elon Musk is not, to my knowledge, resident in the Americas. However, he's making a big splash in Brazil, the second most populous state in all of the Americas, a very powerful actor worldwide. Alexandre de Moraes, a member of the Supreme Court, has condemned Musk, has condemned X, used to be known as Twitter, and is seeking to censor part of it. Musk's response was the usual Musk, you know, show me, I dare you, and saying that losing all the advertising in Brazil was worth it because this is principle. Now, the largest story is that Alexandre de Moraes, we've seen before, he's a member of the Supreme Court, very favorable to Lula da Silva. Not only did that Supreme Court decide to release Lula da Silva from jail, where he was serving many years for the corruption that is inarguably damaging to the history of Brazil, but also that Supreme Court is a driver in the persecution, the lawfare persecution of Bolsonaro, now disenfranchised from running in the next election, and on and on and on. His son, his friends, his, for heaven's sakes, they might even indict his dogs. Professor, the Musk flap identifies that Brazil is a powerful actor when it comes to lawfare. How do you measure this right now? How does it help Moraes and the Supreme Court to make headlines with Musk?
Well, there's a couple of simultaneous things going on here. One, in a kind of international legal context, important to recognize that international companies like X, formerly Twitter, anytime they do business in countries, they subject themselves contractually to the law that operates in those countries. And so in many ways, they make themselves vulnerable. That goes essentially against some of the principles that Musk has had with the way that he wants to use the X platform to really have a broad concept of who has free speech and a very narrow concept of censoring and anybody. And so what really happened here is in the Brazilian situation, you have some relatively restrictive laws, not unlike the United States. You had a Brazilian case where Alejandro de Moraes was going after groups that he believed were tied to the Brazil January 8th activities to supposedly bring down or prevent the Lula government from moving forward. And so what happened in that case is that in the course of doing that, there were some people, the Brazilians were demanding that X take down accounts. Musk felt that they were overstepping in the rapidity with which they were demanding these things, asking in some cases that the account be taken down within 2 hours. And so Musk basically said, these are unconstitutional violation. You are violating your own constitution by violating the free speech right of these Brazilians. And so we're not going to do it. And of course, in a, kind of spite of testosterone, basically the Brazilians led by Moraes said, okay, you are defying our national laws and constitution. For every account that you don't close down, we're going to fine you $20,000 per day per account. We are potentially going to go after the Twitter X operators in Brazil if they allow this to happen. And so really, I think this is a fight that Musk is going to lose because Brazil has control of its own laws and what goes on in national territory. But we'll also flag a broader issue, which is essentially governments using their legal control to try to go after the free speech rights of companies with international reach. So it's not entirely unlike the ability of the Chinese government to be able to censor things in international territory. And the question of international players like Google or others choosing to play or not. So again, I think this is something that Musk ultimately is going to lose, as he lost similar cases essentially in Turkey and India. But it highlights just the question of the use of government authority to control political discourse within national territory in Brazil and elsewhere.
It also underlines that Moraes is a major, major player in Brazil. This isn't lawfare. This is what? The judiciary commanding the country. He's a weapon at the same time as a decision maker. If I understand the history, the Supreme Court has been active in partisan politics for some years. We have about a minute. Is this a problem for Brazil, or is it that Lula da Silva is now protected by the Supreme Court? 30 seconds or so.
This has become very polarized. Moraes played a key role in going after Jair Bolsonaro, the previous president, on a number of cases and investigations and politically inhabilitating him from running for office for a number of years. Right. Moraes has played a key role in the January 8th investigations. And so in a country where it's been very important to believe in the objectivity of the judicial system, the fact that Moraes is seen as engaging in a personal campaign that goes beyond judicial neutrality against a certain group of political actors does become a problem, and it undermines democracy just like other uses of what you'd call lawfare undermines democracy elsewhere.
We're headed to Argentina. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,